We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this is your Buffs Daily for Tuesday, February 11th. Following a weekend sweep of the Bay Area schools, the CU men's basketball team jumped 8 spots in this week's AP Men's Top 25 College Basketball poll to number 16, their highest ranking of the season. The Buffs are also sitting alone atop the Pac-12 with 7 games remaining in the regular season, a fact that means little at this point to head coach Tad Boyle.
Who was in first place last February?
I don't remember.
Yeah, not many people do. So let's not. My point is let's be in first place at the end. The only way we do that is by winning the next game. But I'm telling you what, we knew that when we were able to beat Oregon here in early January, we knew that this game going back to Eugene was going to be a big one.
Right.
We didn't know how big at the time, but it's a big one because they're breathing down our necks and the margin for air is not very big. We got 5 of our last 7 on the road, but I don't want to get ahead of ourselves. I just want to try to win that. Mark, I said I'm not greedy. I just want to win one more.
That's just one more, right? Yeah,
just one more.
And
that's
then
right.
on Friday he'll want to win one more.
Yeah,
that.
Absolutely.
Sunday one more.
But I'm not greedy.
No, you're not greedy at all. Just one at a time.
It's a message that has gotten through to his players, including junior Deshaun Schwartz, who joined us on Buzz Primetime last night at Corelli's of Boulder.
All right, we got to stay hungry. That's the biggest thing. The number really doesn't matter. I remember my freshman year when Arizona came into Coors Event Center and they were number 14 and we beat them. We beat number 4 Arizona State right before that. So
yep.
The number on the team name doesn't matter. We're going to get everybody's best shot, so we got to play hard.
This week, the Buffs are back on the road, traveling to battle the Oregon schools, beginning with the 17th-rated Ducks on Thursday night in Eugene. Our coverage on the Colorado Basketball Network gets underway at 6:30, tip-off at 7. The game here is in Denver on 850 KOA and 94.1 FM. For more on the Buffs prep for the Ducks, check out Neil Welk's coverage at CUBuffs.com. Colorado women's basketball team hosting the 25-year reunion of the 1994-95 team this weekend. That's a squad that nearly went to the Final Four. We'll also be handing out the Jane Wall Legacy Award to former Buffs great Aaron Carson. The Buffs open with Cal on Friday night at 7 o'clock and Stanford on Sunday at noon. The Colorado women's golf team recorded a 1-0-1 match play mark on Monday as the Buffs completed the Lambkin Invitational at the Farms Golf Course. CU started the day with a 2-2-1 record against Central Arkansas, picking up wins from freshman Ellie Gower and Sophie Johnson. Colorado lost the tiebreaker, which moved the Buffs into the consolation bracket. bracket, where they defeated UC Irvine 3-2. Once again, Gower and Johnson recorded wins, and sophomore Alicia Lau picked up the third win to give CU the victory. And finally, how about this news? Outstanding. Longtime Colorado women's basketball radio analyst Carol Callen announced as one of seven members that will be inducted into the Women's Basketball Hall of Fame. The finalists were announced during ESPN2's broadcast of number 5 UConn versus number 1 South Carolina last night. The class of 2020 also includes Debbie Brock, Swin Cash, Tamika Catchings, Sue Donahoe, Lauren Jackson, and Carol Stiff. The class of 2020 will be joined at the 2020 induction ceremony by the 1980 United States Olympic women's basketball team, who have been selected as the 2020 Trailblazers of the Game recipient for their contributions to the game of women's basketball. What a great honor for a wonderful human being. Congratulations going out to Carol Callen. I'm Voice of the Buffs, Mark Johnson, and this has been your Buffs Daily.